Yes. Once again, you are back in the dicey world. Welcome. How you been? Hope everything is good. Glad to be back here with you again for episode 3. Episode 2 was good. We talked about Stephen A. Smith. We asked a question, is Stephen A. the new Jesse Jackson of sports? Or is your boy Uncle Tom or Cooning? You know, I would say recap my answers and everything, but just go back and check it out, episode 2. Speaking of Stephen A. Smith, you know, in media and so forth, another hot button topic I want to address and talk about is this new term called new media. New media this, new media that in the sports world. So, you know, I want to get into this and talk about it, discuss it, you know, define it. Is there like a tangible, definitive, you know, definition for new media in the sports world? And to help me address this and talk about this is a podcast specialist, a musical genius, expert, producer, director, my brother from the same mother, Don Dyson.
I'm back. What's up?
What up, though? Was that your victory lap?
Yeah, I'm taking victory laps already. What up, though?
Oh, but I can't call it. Thanks for joining me, bro. And like I just said, man, we're talking about new media sports, bro. And I just want to talk about that. But before we do, though, I just want to reiterate to the world that, you know, my man Dice, Don, you know, you have your own podcast. It's called the After School Special Podcast. Mm-hmm. Could you please just share to my viewers, my four people watching, you know, exactly what it is and what it entails, and how can you catch you?
Yeah, so the show started 2 years ago during the pandemic. It started with two of my other co-hosts who happened to go to college with me in Detroit. We're bored, stuck in the pandemic. And instead of trying to worry about what we couldn't control, we try to think of a way we could just stay connected. And we came up with the concept because we always talked about the past, as you do when you get with your friends, you talk about the good old days. So we decided to make something of it. So we made a nostalgic retro type of podcast to kind of entertain ourselves during the pandemic. And then we just decided to keep it going in 2021. And that's when we officially started distributing our episodes to the world. And basically the podcast is about our childhood. And we try to remind you of your childhood. And we make fun of each other. And we just try to have fun.
I love it, man. I love it. Let's hope we can have fun and bring those same fun vibes over here, man. But yeah, for the people that's watching, we can see your information. But the people that's listening, you know, on Spotify and Apple, iTunes, all that kind of good stuff, man, just go ahead and let the people know where they can check you out via Instagram, Twitter, all that kind of good stuff.
Okay, well, Instagram is afterschoolspecialpodcast.com. And that's also our website. Our Twitter is afterschoolspe3. And we're virtually on every place. Oh, we're on TikTok. Like I said, we're on Twitter, Instagram. We're on everything. Patreon, Buy Me a Coffee, anything that you can listen to podcast on. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of that. So please subscribe and share.
I love it. We're going to do that, man. So the reason we have you on here, Donnie, because you're also a big sports fan, sports buff, sports expert, man, especially in basketball. Your man, Draymond Green, and I guess we got to credit him with this term. He came up with this term called new media. What was the question you asked me earlier before we started?
What the hell is new media?
Exactly.
I tried to do it my Stephen A. voice. What the hell? I can't do it.
That's blasphemous.
Blasphemous, yes.
So, you know, when you hear new media, though, you know, what do you think of, like, off top?
Well, off top is basically what we were talking about earlier, what we do, podcasts. I mean, you got the Joe Rogans of the world. For better or worse, you have on the lower level, people like us, the indies, the people that are just making it out of necessity or boredom or just, you know, not necessarily trying to make money off of it or fame. We're just trying to get the information pushed out. And a lot of it is unvetted, just like the internet is a cesspool. But at the same time, there are some well-informed people, well-informed podcasts, maybe not my podcast. We're not always well-informed, but I consider that new media, the internet. I mean, online news outlets or people calling themselves the news, and a lot of stuff gets broken on Twitter before the actual so-called news outlets nowadays. I remember years ago when Obama was in office and how the Bin Laden capture was first broken. It was on Twitter. I remember that because it was a English speaking person, I believe, in that town that Bin Laden got captured, and he was talking about helicopters in the sky, and he was saying it on Twitter live before the news even broke. So I consider that all new media, for better or worse.
That's a fact, man. You make so many great points. I'm going to unpack that, man. I know in the sports realm, you know, J.J. Redick recently, maybe on First Take, kind of broke it down like a three-tier definition or breakdown for new media. He had it broken down to like traditional media, like, you know, your newspapers, your ESPNs and CNNs and so forth. Then he had, you know, like social media, like you said, Twitter, you know, that's breaking news, Instagram and so forth. Then he had a term, he came up with a term called aggregate media. You heard of that?
I've heard of the term. I don't know exactly what that is.
Yeah, I think aggregate media is, you know, like Reddit, maybe Bleacher Report, stuff like that, you know, publications like that.
Sure.
Yeah, man. So I feel like, you know, social media, I feel like social media, like the Twitter, they're definitely like the forefront platform for information that people like really go to. You know, it's right there in your hand. You can go right there. But in regards to the sports world, and getting back to Draymond Green, because like I said, we'll just credit him for that term. He kind of broke it down as, you know, sports figures or people in the sports media that, you know, don't try to like break down or criticize negatively, you know, athletes and try to big them up. So instead of concentrating on the negative, they're trying to concentrate on the positive, which is good theoretically. I like it, you know, but sometimes you got to have those hard truths. You can't just sugarcoat things. You know, it could be problematic, especially we have athletes talking about other athletes. We see it play all the time, you know, ESPN. But to me, though, man, I feel like new media is kind of like what Draymond Green is doing right now. Like, I really thought new media was like, you know, in my mind, like old players, recently retired players like J.J. Redick or Kendrick Perkins that's, you know, transition to the media. And we say that a lot. But in my mind, I feel like new media is people like Draymond who are like active athletes that's, you know what I'm saying, in the media right now, kind of taking over, taking control. You know, you got the Draymond Green podcast. You got the Knuckleheads podcast with who's that? Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Up in Smoke. No, All the Smoke with Matt Barnes, my man, Steven Jackson. Now, they're not really active players, but I feel like they came out with a podcast and until end. I feel like the new media, those kind of like platforms, people are heavily gravitating to those platforms and to those podcasts and to those shows, you know, because they're like the new guard, the whole, you know, sports media, sports platform. People are feeling, you know, they're getting tired of the outdated media, your old Skip Bayless's, Stephen A's, for example, or et cetera. But the thing that's kind of tricky, though, about the new media, even though it's very popular right now, you know, and fans, they would rather hear firsthand testimony, you know, from a player, the player that's coming directly from that locker room, give you that insight, you know, open that world, open up that curtain and give you the insight what's going on in sports world from the mind of the athlete and so forth. So that's good. But a lot of times, though, man, these players, they don't want to just, you know, keep it real at all times at the sake of not want to sound like a hater and so forth. And sometimes you got credit. I mean, you can't just poo-poo these reporters who've been doing this for 25, 30 years, man. It's an art and a science to this. You just can't come out because, you know, you have a popular podcast or you're cool, you're still playing and so forth. There's, like, levels to this, man. You got to have, like, savvy. You got to be reporting. Like, Stephen A., 25 years, it's like a certain etiquette, certain questions you got to ask, man. It's just certain things you got to know.
Then you're hitting on a point. I mean, the reporters, the journalists are supposed to be the checks and the balance between the athlete or the subject that is being covered. And they're supposed to be the conduit between the subject and the people that are looking for that information, which is, you know, the regular public. So when you have, I mean, the NBA is known for, you know, player empowerment. So on one hand, I love it. You know, I love that we get some exclusive stuff that's coming from the heart from a person like Draymond Green or other retired NBA players. But on the other hand, it does kind of feel like propaganda sometimes. It's like, okay, I understand you guys are great. I understand that you want to be shown in the greatest light ever, but just like you said, there's levels to this, and I want to see a person, maybe not a Skip Bayless, maybe not a person like Stephen A., that, yeah, they have journalistic credentials, but I mean people that are actually still on the beat. I wish they would have more involvement when it comes to these matters, because the thing about it, you know, you had instances that I've learned that these journalists, they will get, you know, when they will go in these scrums after a game and they try to get information, you know, the most valuable information really didn't come from those scrums after the game. It came after the cameras are off and they were, you know, the players were able to speak candidly. And then those journalists, maybe not, they won't write exactly what they talked about with these players, but they will keep that in mind when they wrote their stories. So there was a balanced story that the, you know, the listener or the person consuming a news article could absorb. But now that the players are just strictly cutting them off, it's like, yeah, on one hand, I love that you telling me your story and your words and how you say it and not filter, not the PC bullshit talk. But at the same time, I want to hear a little bit of somebody with, you know, firsthand knowledge of maybe some of the opposite of what you're saying. The kind of challenge. It's like these players don't want to be challenged. They're okay with being challenged on the basketball court or whatever field of play that they're on. But when it comes to their real life, that's off limits, which is fine. But I would rather it be done in at least give me the illusion of balance.
That makes sense. Total sense, man. You made great points too, man. It's definitely a player empowerment movement going on, and it's definitely entertaining, man. But
which I love. Do you love that?
I do like it, man. But sometimes, though, and I want to call certain players out, but I've seen certain players that are so opinionated about things, but then when it comes to like their friends, they kind of like take it easy on him for obvious stuff. Like a player might be so opinionated about something, and then when his friend who's a player might do something, then that player who's opinionated with his platform, the podcast, he gets kind of quiet. He doesn't say anything. And it's
Team nature, right?
Yeah,
when you and I both know you talk shit to your friends, but when you get in front of people, you probably talk a little differently.
Yeah,
to not embarrass your friend or shame them in front of other people, but behind closed doors, you know, you roast them. And, you know, they're okay with that. And sometimes they're not okay with that. But at the end of the day, usually you stay friends. But if you do that in front of people, like mm-hmm. when we were kids, and you embarrass your mom in public, it was totally different than doing the same thing at home when nobody was looking.
Facts.
You might get away with it at home. So mm-hmm. I kind of understand, but it's not giving us, the public, mm-hmm. a sense of realism or a sense of like, okay.
Authenticity.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, with that said, I mean, it's here. Do you think it's going to go anywhere anytime soon? You think it's here to stay, to last? Where do you think we're going to go with this new media, this whole movement?
Well, I kind of think of it like those .com of the late 90s, how, you know, that was, or even the crypto, like how popular that became, especially during the pandemic. And I was one of them that invested and the bubble popped. So I think it's going to get to the point where it's already exploded, but it's going to get to the point where people are just going to begin to tune out. But maybe I'm thinking too cynical, mm-hmm. because there's always going to be a way to monetize this. And as long mm-hmm. as money being made,
yeah,
then it might be here to stay. I just don't think in 2 years it's going to look the same as it does now.
But well, go ahead. I didn't even cut you off.
Well, with these things and new media being saturated with so many people trying to do the same thing, not everybody is going to be first to that. Like, everybody's not a Woj. Everybody's not a Windhorse, or I'm just naming people off the top of my head in the sports world, where you're not going to be first for everything. Not everybody has those connections. Not everybody gains trust from athletes like this. And now that the athletes are doing it, saying it themselves, they're putting, I don't want to say people out of work, but they're definitely making people work harder to get that information. But it comes at a cost, because now you won't criticize them as much as you would, because mm-hmm. you want that information from them. So you're going to put them in the best light. So it's for lack of a better term, it's just one big circle jerk.
But that's funny. And I'm glad you said that. I feel like, I hope the market won't be oversaturated, you know, too many Chiefs and not enough Indians, man. But hopefully by that time, you know, the cream will rise to the top and we can have more distinguished, more seasoned, like, new media players right there that can, like, separate themselves from the rest, man. But I'm all about the player empowerment, like you said, man. But all right, we're going to wrap it up right now, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. And how can we check out the podcast, man? Like, when does it come out? Weekly? You know,
it comes out weekly, every Friday, usually by midnight Friday morning. But whenever we can just put it out to the world on Friday, that's when it comes out. But we try to do it as early as possible, so when people wake up to go to work, they can start their weekend early hearing us act like damn fools and talk about whatever we feel. Like, we talk about retro nostalgic stuff, not just 80s, 90s, but we'll even talk about pop culture things today that are going on that might relate to when we were childhood. And, you know, we're just all trying to just figure it out and make each other laugh on air or through the podcast. So I hope everybody checks it out and, you know, show us some love.
Absolutely. I'm not trying to be biased, man, but I checked out several episodes. You guys have great chemistry, great synergy.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, great synergy, man. Great subject matter. It's very lighthearted. It's funny, man. It's very witty. It's just great, man. So I would definitely encourage all my viewers to check it out, man. But Big Don, I appreciate you, man. Keep doing your thing. Thanks for coming by. Dicey World, blessing us with your insightful intellect and information, man. It was just much appreciated, bro. Thank you so much, man.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, everybody. There you go. Another episode in the books. I want to thank my special guest for the day, my brother from the same mother, the host of the After School Special Podcast, Big Don. A lot of great points he made today. Oversaturation, you know, the new media, player empowerment, you know, not wanting to dish your boys because it's human nature, a lot to think about. He says it's going to stay here. It's going to be here for a little while, man, you know, so I guess only time will tell. But that's my time right now. Speaking of time, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Until next time, holla at your boy. Peace.